Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning forage supplies as we move into the spring and early summer. Now might be a good time to take a walk around the feed storage area and really take close inventory of what you actually have. Some things that I really want you to pay attention to is the amount of corn silage that you have left in storage, the amount that you're actually currently feeding each day, and then how many days is that going to stretch, and will you make it to the next corn silage harvest. Corn silage is a very effective feed in our lactating diets, and we really should conserve as much as we can for the lactating cows. If we're feeding corn silage to other animals, such as heifers or dry cows, we might want to consider if we have some other forages that we could replace some of that corn silage, if not all of it, that is going to those types of animals, conserving our corn silage for our lactating herd. If we get the right weather here in the next couple of weeks, you might have the opportunity to plant some oats, and that could be harvested possibly for a forage crop, probably as a silage. Another thing to consider is whether or not you could harvest some small grains that are already growing out there in the field as a silage crop, again, to stretch your corn silage supplies so that you can ensure that you will make it to the next harvest season without running out. Running out of corn silage in the middle of the summer is not a very good plan for a dairy farm where we're concerned about milk flow with our lactating cows. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a careful look at the forage supplies that they have on hand, making plans to make it to the next corn silage harvest.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.